Now, Burgerfest is in full swing in the town of Youghal, and I'm delighted to say that I am joined by Dan Leahy from the Old Imperial. Dan, you are very welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
There's nothing warms a heart like a good burger, is there?
No, there's not. No matter what will happen in life, you can't beat a good burger.
So tell us, what is Burgerfest?
Burgerfest is basically, it was set up in by guys in Cork, just basically to try and help promote, I suppose. There's a lot of new burger bars and stuff had opened, but I think it was just a kind of a festival just to showcase what we could do in Ireland. And I think it started off mainly in Cork, but it was kind of spread nationwide. So basically it's an opportunity to put on for 4 or 5 days, a couple of different burgers, just to try and help boost business and basically give some people something a little bit different.
Because, of course, the burger has moved on big time from just being this little patty of meat that you'd have at a birthday party or something like that. I mean, like, people really do go all out with burgers now, don't they?
Yeah, people love to try things with burgers. If, like, people will try an awful lot more in a burger than they will in anything else. So, like, you could, no matter what you'll do in a burger, people will try it. It's different. It's comfort food. It's real, real comfort food.
It is real comfort food. But there's probably an art to making a good burger, though, is there?
There is. It's all about the meat that you use. If you have good meat, you can make a decent burger. Like, the better the meat, the better the burger.
And your meat below in the Old Imperial, is that all locally sourced?
Nearly all locally sourced, yeah.
Yeah.
All fresh. All burgers are made on a daily basis.
So when it comes to coming up with the menu, and I'm looking at the menu here, and if you go onto the Old Imperial Facebook page, you will see a stunning looking burger. That's all I can call it, Dan, is a stunning looking burger. And I believe it's the Iron Man burger. Will you tell us what the Iron Man burger is?
Well, sure, look, I think the Iron Man burger kind of sells itself. Like, it's just a name that we decided to come up with. But basically what it is 20 ounce of beef burger. So it's 2 10-ounce burgers with double cheese, double bacon. And then we have crisp tobacco onions, which are crispy onions on top, lettuce, tomato, and Ballymaroo relish. And I suppose, seeing as I'm a Waterford man, I had to put it on a Waterford Blair.
I'm with you in that. I'm a Waterford woman myself, Dan, so I was all delighted when I saw the Waterford Blair on it.
Exactly. So it is. It's a fine burger, as you'll see in the picture there. It's like, there's a bit of eating in it.
There's more than a bit of eating in it, Dan.
Look, I have full faith that there'll be a good few people in Youghal will manage to finish it.
Oh, God. It's like one of those, you know, those men v food challenges.
It is a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
It looks
it
like
is.
That.
It is.
Okay, so we've these names fascinate me. Okay, Triple Bypass. What is it?
Basically, the Triple Bypass is beef. It's a 5 ounce beef burger, 5 ounce lamb burger, and a 5 ounce pork burger with triple bacon, triple cheese, and mayo and a sesame seed and sourdough bun. So basically, it's just maybe a little bit of a pun on.
It's out to give you a triple bypass.
Yeah,
it?
maybe, yeah, yeah.
Then we have Oh Dear.
Yeah.
What's this one?
That's a venison burger. It's just something a little bit different again, with a sweet red onion and bacon jam, mozzarella fries, smoked bacon, and a brioche bun.
Smoked piggy.
The smoked piggy, I suppose, is just a kind of a play on a barbecue pork one, but it was actually very popular yesterday. It's an 8 ounce pork burger topped with 8 hour braised barbecue pulled pork, and there's more smoked bacon than that and red cheddar.
And the all important veggie option, the veggie burger.
Yeah, the veggie burger, to be fair, I can't kind of take any great credit for that. It was Barry, who works with us above, came up with that. It's a fried Cypriot halloumi with fresh herb slaw, Ballymaloe relish, baby gem, sesame seed and sourdough bun, sweet potato fries.
Sounds delicious.
It's very good.
And the veggie option is something that more and more people, regardless of being a vegetarian or meat eater, more and more people are taking up on it.
Yeah, they are. And it's something that we're trying to do more of, just to try and, like, because people, look, it's a life, whether it's a lifestyle choice, a choice that you make, everybody's entitled to go out and eat. So we try and come up with our menus to kind of to suit everybody.
Absolutely. So the Burgerfest itself, when is it running from?
It's running from the 28th till next Sunday.
Till next Sunday. So can people just pop down?
There's a special menu on. We run the menu from 12 till whatever time we finish food every day.
Perfect. And then can people vote for their best burgers?
Yes, basically what it is you take a picture of your burger, you tag the Old Imperial, and you tag the, it's all written on our menu above, it's FSTVLR, your hashtag as well on that.
Yeah.
And your hashtag Burgerfest 2019.
Well, looking at the menu that you have there and looking at the pictures, I mean, you're certainly what a good shot of it, because it's great to see local businesses taking part in these competitions as well, isn't it?
Well, look, I suppose we're the only ones outside of Cork City trying this. And I think, look, it's just to try and bring a bit of fun to the people of Youghal and the surrounding areas as well, you know, just to try and be involved in all these things and not leave the city have their own way with everything, you know what I mean? So
yeah, absolutely, and there's no reason why it can't be done.
Exactly. So look, this is our second year doing it. It was a great success last year, and that's why we decided we'd bring it back again this year. And you know, as you can see from even on our Facebook page there, the amount of comments that we've had on people talking about it and whatnot. So look, it's good for Youghal.
It is, it's brilliant for Youghal. Is there a set time on this menu? Can people just pop down and
have
it? Pop
down anytime from 12 o'clock.
From 12 o'clock, so all day you're serving.
We just don't do them for breakfast.
I know, so you have to come up with a breakfast burger. That could tip the scales.
We have the breakfast bap, so there'll be no any fear of that.
Just tip the scales, you. Dan, thanks a million for coming in. It looks absolutely delicious. Hop on to the Old Imperial Facebook page. You'll see the menu there and the description of each of the items. You'll see the picture of the stunning looking Iron Man burger. Just a few people will have to do the Iron Man, I'd say, after.
We'll be putting up other pictures of our burgers as we go through the week.
Brilliant. And it's great to do it. Best of luck with it.
Thanks, sounds
absolutely fabulous. So that is Dan Leahy from the Old Imperial with the Burger Fest. Pop down there to the Old Imperial Hotel in Youghal. Try a delicious burger, guys. And by the looks of it, they are absolutely delicious. Dan, thanks a million.
Thank you.